All right, listeners, ready to snag an Apple Watch this Black Friday? We're diving into Amazon's hottest deals to help you find the perfect one.
So many choices, though, right? It can be a bit overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely, especially with all the different models and specs. But that's why we're here, right? We've gone through tons of deals from DailyDirectDeals.com.
We'll break them all down for you by series. And what's really key, what makes each model stand out?
Exactly. So you know what you're getting, whether it's actually worth it for you. No buyer's remorse here. All right, let's jump in with a classic. The Series 5.
Always a good place to start.
Amazon's got renewed ones going for, get this, $137.
That's a steal. And for a Series 5, you might be surprised what you still get.
Like what? Fill us in.
Well, first off, GPS, of course.
Yeah.
You got a 40mm aluminum case, comes in a bunch of colors, and you get to pick your band.
Choices. Always a good thing.
And don't forget the always-on display. Super handy for checking the time quickly or seeing notifications. No more wrist-raising gymnastics.
Okay, but what about those listeners who, you know, gotta have the newest, shiniest tech? We gotta talk Series 8.
Oh yeah, now we're getting serious. For $248, you can snag a renewed Series 8 45mm silver aluminum case. Comes with a white sport band.
Sounds pretty standard so far.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the kicker. Advanced health tracking sensors you won't find on those older models.
Like what? Spill the tea?
Okay, so a blood oxygen sensor, right, measures your SpO2 levels. And get this, an electrical heart sensor built right in. You can literally take an ECG from your wrist.
Wow, that's pretty high tech. I'm impressed. But let's be real, not everyone has that much cash to drop on a smartwatch. What about a more, well, budget-friendly option, something that doesn't feel like a compromise?
Totally get it. That's where the Apple Watch SE swoops in to save the day. Fantastic entry point.
Okay, selling it already. What's the damage?
The renewed model's going for, drumroll, $139.79.
All right, that's definitely easier on the wallet. But what about features? What am I giving up?
Not as much as you'd think. You still get all the essentials. Mm-hmm. GPS is there. Mm-hmm. 40mm aluminum case. Again, your choice of bands.
Okay, I like where this is going.
And all the core smartwatch stuff, activity tracking, notifications, heart rate monitoring.
Yeah.
It might not have all the fancy bells and whistles of the Series 8, but it's a powerhouse for the price.
Music to my ears.
Okay.
You've mentioned renewed a few times now. What does that even mean, just for those in the back who might be wondering?
Right, good point. A renewed Apple Watch, basically, it's been checked out, tested, got a function like new. They usually come with a new battery, fresh outer shell.
So it looks new, feels new.
Exactly. And don't worry, they go through a really thorough refurbishment process, all done by Amazon. And this is key, they're backed by a one-year warranty. So no worries about buying something that's going to fall apart.
Love that peace of mind. Okay, we've covered Series 5, Series 8, the SE, but maybe, just maybe, some of our listeners are looking for something in between, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I see where you're going with this.
Something with, say, a bigger, maybe more advanced display.
Yeah, yeah, the Series 7 is calling your name.
Ah, the sweet spot. Tell me more.
So the renewed 41mm model is going for $189 on Amazon. Sleek option. Especially if you want a little more screen real estate.
Makes a difference, that's for sure.
Oh, and it charges faster compared to those older models. If you're always on the go, that's a game changer.
Okay, faster charging, I can definitely get behind that. I feel like I'm constantly tethered to a charger as it is.
Right. And design-wise, the Series 7 has that really sleek, rounded-edge display Apple's known for. It's just nice to look at, you know, if you care about that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Gotta love a good-looking gadget. Speaking of good looking, we can't forget about the Series 6. That gold aluminum case. Timeless.
It's a classic for a reason. And the great thing is, even though it's a couple generations old now, it still holds up incredibly well. Especially if you're into the whole health tracking thing.
Still relevant.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's got both blood oxygen monitoring and ECG, just like the Series 8, but at a much friendlier price.
Yeah.
You're looking at around $140 for a renewed one.
Okay, so far we've got a pretty solid lineup of deals going on.
Something for everyone.
But before we get into the nitty-gritty of actually choosing the right Apple Watch for you, gotta highlight one more deal.
Ooh, lay it on me.
This one's for those who crave freedom, you know, like truly untethered from their phones.
I see where you're going with this.
Working out, running errands, just want a little digital detox but still need to stay connected. We see you.
Apple Watch SE with cellular, baby.
Bingo! You don't have to break the bank on the latest and greatest to ditch the phone.
Nope, not at all. Renewed Apple Watch SE models with cellular, you can find them for as low as $144 on Amazon.
That's dangerous.
Dangerous to your wallet, maybe. But serious, make calls, send text, stream your music, whatever you need, all without your iPhone surgically attached to you. Game changer.
Okay, I'm sold. Freedom is calling. So we've covered a lot of ground here. It's amazing there really is an Apple Watch for every budget and lifestyle.
It's true. And we've only just scratched the surface.
That's right. So now that we've laid out the contenders, so to speak, let's talk about how to actually choose the perfect Apple Watch for you. Because specs and prices, they only tell part of the story, right?
Exactly.
We're going to break down all the key factors to think about before you smash that buy button, so stay tuned. All right. So many Apple Watches, so little time, Race. I feel like we've thrown a lot of info your way.
Yeah, it can be a bit like drinking from a fire hose sometimes.
Seriously. But before you get totally lost in all the specs and deals, let's just pause for a sec.
Take a breath. Regroup.
Yes. Finding the right Apple Watch, it's about more than just snagging a discount, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's got to fit your life, your needs, and of course, that budget.
Preach. But where do we even start? Sometimes I get so overwhelmed by choices, I just give up.
Oh, tell me about it. Happens to all of us. But don't worry, we'll break it down. Let's start with the most obvious one. Budget.
Right. Gotta stay within those limits. As much as I'd love to be rocking the latest and greatest, my bank account might have other plans.
Story of my life. But the good news is, we've seen a really wide price range today. Under $140 all the way up to, like, $240. Options, no matter what you're working with.
Okay, that's reassuring. So you've got your budget. What's next?
Now it gets personal.
Yeah.
Think about how you'll actually use this thing.
Yeah, like what's its purpose going to be?
Exactly. Are you all about that fitness life, tracking every workout, super busy, need help staying organized? Or maybe you just want a stylish way to check those notifications, no phone digging required.
I feel personally attacked. That's totally me. But okay, let's say I'm a fitness fanatic. What should I be looking for? Hit me with those must-have features.
Well, first things first, those health tracking features. We talked about the Series 8, right? All those fancy sensors.
Yeah, the blood oxygen, the ECG thing. Yeah. Sounded intense.
Oh, it's next level. But you might not need all that if you're mostly about the basics. Steps, heart rate, sleep, all that. The SE could be a better fit, price-wise, and still get the job done.
Right, don't need to pay for what you won't use. Makes sense. What about those people who are glued to their phones? Always connected.
Ah, yeah, in that case, cellular connectivity might be life-changing.
Because who wants to carry their phone everywhere?
Seriously, leave it behind for a run, errands, whatever. Still reachable, no more awkward phone-in-the-pocket situations.
Freedom, that's what it's all about. Oh, and speaking of, sometimes you just need a break, you know?
A little digital detox.
Exactly. But with cellular, you can still do your thing, listen to music, whatever, without the phone tempting you.
Best of both worlds. Now, what about our first-time smartwatch folks?
Oh, yeah. It can be intimidating.
Totally. For them, I always say, start with the essentials. Don't get caught up in the bells and whistles.
Yeah, but simple.
Find a model that nails the basics. You know, fitness tracking, notifications, maybe contactless payments if that's your thing. See how you like it? Then level up later if you want.
Keep your toes in before you cannonball. I like it. So, budget, lifestyle, we even talked about easing into the smartwatch life. Anything else we should be thinking about?
Don't underestimate the power of a good-looking gadget.
Oh, aesthetics. Very important.
You're going to be wearing this thing every day. Might as well enjoy looking at it, right?
Right. It's like jewelry, but a million times cooler because, you know, it's a mini computer on your wrist.
Exactly. And luckily, Apple Watches, they come in all sorts of styles, different sizes, colors, materials. And of course, the bands.
Ooh, the bands. Okay, now we're talking. Tell me more about this whole band customization thing.
It's a game changer. Classic leather, sporty silicone, even those super sleek metal ones. You can personalize it to match your outfit, your mood, whatever.
Okay, now I'm getting excited. Sporty band for the gym, something sparkly for a night out. I love it.
Endless possibilities. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Budget, lifestyle, even a little fashion talk. What's next on our Apple Watch adventure?
Okay, we've talked deals, we've talked about what to look for, but now comes the really fun part.
Now we're going to make this Apple Watch yours.
Yes, it's like you've got this cool gadget, but now we're going to teach you how to use it like a pro.
Unlock its full potential.
Exactly. And it starts with, get this, complications.
Ooh, sounds serious.
Right, like I need a dictionary to understand what that even means.
Don't worry, it's way less complicated than it sounds. Basically, think of those little widgets on your phone, but like miniaturized and right there on your watch face.
Okay, now you're talking my language. So instead of just the time, I could have like my activity progress, maybe the weather, even like a countdown to my next vacation.
You got it. All the info you need right there at a glance.
I'm already feeling more organized. What else can we customize? Give me more.
Well, how about a good old-fashioned band swap?
Oh, we're doing accessories now. I'm here for it. I've seen some pretty sweet Apple Watch bands out there.
Right. It's such an easy way to personalize it. Match your outfit, your mood, whatever you're feeling.
Ooh, okay. Sporty band for the gym, something a little more, you know, elegant for a night out. Love it. It's like a whole wardrobe for your wrist.
Exactly. And then there's the whole world of apps.
Okay, but be honest. Are Apple Watch apps actually useful? Or is it more like, oh, look, it can make a shopping list?
Oh, no, they're legit useful. Think fitness trackers that sync right up with your watch, meditation apps with, like, guided breathing exercises, even navigation apps that give you directions right on your wrist.
Wait, really? Through vibrations and stuff?
Yeah. It's pretty wild how advanced they've gotten.
Okay, that's actually super cool. I might have to rethink my whole app strategy.
And here's a pro tip. Don't be afraid to dive into those settings.
Oh, yeah, like the brightness, notification sounds, all that. Yeah.
You can tweak pretty much everything.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference in how well it, like, integrates into your life.
So, like, don't just settle for the default settings. Make it yours.
Exactly. It's your watch. Yeah. Personalize it.
Yeah.
That's what tech is all about, right?
Yeah.
Making things easier, more fun, you know.
Couldn't agree more. So as you're out there braving the Black Friday crowds, virtual or otherwise, remember, it's about more than just the deal. Think about what matters to you. What's going to make your life better, more connected, more fun, all that good stuff.
Because the perfect Apple Watch is out there. You just got to find it.
And once you do, the fun really begins.
Oh, yeah.
And hey, don't forget to check out our show notes for links to all the deals we talked about. Happy shopping, everyone. And we'll catch you on the next Deep Dive.